麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are very happy that you tuned into this broadcast.
非常开心你今天能够收听天路导航。
If you are a person who is often intimidated or fearful,
如果你是一个很容易受惊或者经常都很惊的人，
I want you to stay tuned.
希望你今天能够收听我们的节目。
Because the Lord has a word for you today.
因为今日上帝要对你讲说话。
The definition of intimidation is to inspire with fear in order to influence change.
威胁的意思呢，就是指用恐吓的方法来影响其他人。
But I want to tell you something about intimidation in the spiritual realm.
但是今日我最想同你讲的就是关于属灵领域里头的威胁。
Satan uses intimidation all the time with all believers.
撒旦是无时无刻都在威胁着信徒的。
Satan uses intimidation in order to silence believers.
撒旦是威胁信徒呢，为了什么呢？就是要让他们不出声啊。
And all of us have been a subject to Satan's tactics of intimidation at one time or another.
但是老实说，其实我们都被撒旦的狡猾手法所威胁过。
Because fear and intimidation are among Satan's major weapons in order to discourage believers.
因为威胁和恐吓都是撒旦让到信徒气馁的主要武器。
Fear and intimidation are Satan's weapon to render believers totally ineffective for God.
威胁和恐吓是来自撒旦的攻击的，让到信徒完全都不能够有效地为上帝而活。
Yet in reality, Satan's weapons of fear and intimidation are psychological and they have no power.
事实上，撒旦的威胁和恐吓只不过是心理上面的，是没有能力的。
The only power that fear has over you,
事实上恐吓唯一能够对你起作用的是什么呢？
Is the power that you give Satan to have over you.
就是你给机会撒旦有机会来压倒你。
I want you to please listen very carefully to this illustration.
请你好仔细地留意。
If you don't listen carefully, you might miss the point.
如果你今天不留意我们节目留意得很清楚的话，你可能会走失一点点的重点。
So concentrate with me please for a minute.
咁希望你能够聚精会神。
A study was conducted some time ago.
喺早一段时间我曾经做过一个研究啊。
This study was done on the chimpanzee and it produced some fascinating results.
而呢个研究呢系喺大猩猩、黑猩猩上面去做嘅，咁佢嘅结果都几有趣噶。
Animal behavioral scientists decided to spend some time with the chimpanzee community.
研究动物行为学的科学家呢，他就决定和黑猩猩一起生活一段时间。
And they observed that the leadership of certain chimpanzee communities could change quickly.
他们观察到原来黑猩猩的部落的领导权可以很快地被替换的。
One such change resulted from the dramatic bluff by a monkey from the lowest level of the colony.
其中一次的替换呢，就是由那个黑猩猩群里头一只最低层次的黑猩猩呢，用一种的戏剧性的虚张声势的动作来引起的。
This is how it worked.
诶，怎样做到呢？
One particular chimp dominated this monkey establishment.With empty kerosene cans.
原来这只黑猩猩呢就用一个空的煤油罐火水罐呢就轻易地控制了整个黑猩猩群。
He would yelp loudly and bang these cans together.
他不断敲个罐然后在大声叫。
Now, according to the scientists,
跟住啲科学家就咁样描述啦。
Their clamorous behavior frightened the apes.
跟住就系呢种大喊大叫嘅举动咧，吓亲咗其他嘅黑猩猩啊。
And the fear created by the one monkey terrified the whole group.
原来由呢只黑猩猩所制造嘅恐慌系吓住咗成群嘅黑猩猩。
So much so that the group leader surrendered to the one making all the noise.
就系因为咁，所以个黑猩猩嘅原本嘅领导呢，就向咗呢只发出噪音嘅黑猩猩让位啦。
When I read this, I thought of how true this is of Satan.
当我睇到呢度嘅时候，我就谂啦，其实撒旦唔系又系咁样咩？
All he is doing is banging on some empty cans, and we become frightened.
撒旦所做嘅嘢又系一样，不断喺度敲一啲空嘅罐，跟住我哋就好惊啦。
But the Bible said that the spirit of fear is not of God.
但是圣经上面说这种恐惧不是从神而来的。
And if the spirit of fear is not of God, then it is of Satan.
那如果这种恐惧不是来自上帝的话，那样它只能够来自撒旦而已。
I want you to listen very carefully, please, because this affects every one of us.
我想你很仔细地听清楚，因为这件事是影响我们全部人的。
When you allow the spirit of fear to take hold of you, you are opening yourself up to Satan's tricks.
当你让胆怯的心控制你的时候，你就是将自己暴露在撒旦的诡计之下。
If you allow Satan's bluff to intimidate you,
如果你让撒旦来吓你，去让到你好惊，
you will surrender your rightful victory that God has given you.
你就放弃了上帝让你得胜的特权，只能够最终束手就擒了。
Perhaps no one understood the spirit of fear like the Apostle Paul.
可能没人比使徒保罗更加了解这种胆怯的心。
In fact, he writes to Timothy and he says, God has not given us a spirit of fear.
事实上他曾经写信给提摩太说，上帝赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
And he definitely makes it clear that the spirit of fear is an evil spirit.
他非常肯定地说明这种胆怯的心是来自邪恶的灵的。
But Acts 18 tells us that Paul was afraid, lonely, and discouraged.
但是在使徒行传第十八章那里告诉我们，保罗也都曾经感到害怕，感到孤单，感到沮丧。
Please turn with me, if you have a Bible, to the book of Acts, chapter 18.
如果你手上面有圣经的话，请你翻开，一起同我翻开圣经新约的《使徒行传》，《使徒行传》的第十八章，十八章。
How do we know that Paul was really afraid?
我哋点样知道保罗真系识惊嘅呢？
Well, look at verse 9.
让我哋一齐嚟睇下第九节，好唔好啊？
The Lord appeared to Paul and said to him, "Do not be afraid, Paul."
主向保罗显现啊，仲同佢讲话，保罗唔使惊。
God will not waste words telling Paul not to be afraid if he was not afraid.
如果保罗唔惊，咁上帝做乜要同保罗话你唔使惊呢？
In fact, if you look carefully at the great men of God throughout the scripture,
事实上，如果你有留意成本圣经里头嘅属灵伟人呢，
you will find so many of them were fearful and discouraged.
你会发现佢哋里面有好多人都曾经惊过，曾经沮丧过。
In the book of Numbers, we see Moses discouraged.
喺民数记里面，我哋见过摩西曾经沮丧过。
Joshua was fearful and discouraged.
约书亚曾经惊过沮丧过。
Elijah was found in the spirit of despair.
以利亚曾经陷入绝望里头。
Godly King Hezekiah was fearful and cried to the Lord.
敬畏上帝的希西家王曾经因为恐惧向上帝呼求。
Job cursed the day that he was born.
约伯曾经咒诅自己的生日。
And the Lord Jesus Christ himself was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief.
主耶稣基督自己就是那个多受痛苦常经忧患的人。
In Acts 18, you see the Apostle Paul arriving in Corinth.
在使徒行传第十八章记载，使徒保罗抵达了哥林多。
He came from Athens to Corinth.
他从雅典去了哥林多。
He left one city that was full of intellectual and philosophical pride.
他刚刚离开了那个充斥着骄傲的城市，因为他们那个城市是以自己的哲学和知识的成就自豪。
And went to a city that was full of pride for their immorality.
现在他们来到一个道德败坏最出名和狂妄自大的城市。
This was a tough assignment, but God sent him there anyway.
虽然这个的任务很艰巨，但是上帝仍然差遣保罗去到那里。
I want to tell you something very important about the city of Corinth.
在这里我想首先跟你讲下有关哥林多城的一些重要的背景。
Corinth was one of the great commercial centers of the Roman Empire.
哥林多呢，是罗马帝国一个庞大的商业中心来的。
Corinth was also the center of wickedness and pagan worship.
哥林多亦都是邪恶和异教崇拜的中心来的。
One temple was filled with 1,000 temple prostitutes.
一个庙里头就有1,000个左右的庙妓，就是妓女。
Now you understand the fear that gripped the Apostle Paul when he landed in this city.
所以而家你应该明白点解使徒保罗嚟到哥林多嘅时候就会感到恐惧啦。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
各位亲爱嘅朋友，请你仔细留心听我讲。
I want to share some good news with you today.
今日我喺度想同你分享一个好嘅消息。
In the times of fear, God does not leave you alone.
在你害怕的时候，上帝不会等你单独去面对的。
In the times of discouragement, God does not abandon you.
原来在你沮丧的时候，上帝不会抛弃你的。
In times of loneliness, God reveals himself to you.
我们知道在你孤独的时候，上帝就会向你显现。
Look at the book of Acts again, chapter 18, verses 1 to 17.
让我们现在再来看一下《使徒行传》第十八章一到十七节。
I want to tell you about four things that God did with Paul in order to encourage his faithful servant.
我们看到上帝怎样从四个方面来鼓励他忠心的仆人保罗。
First, he provided him with godly friends.
首先，上帝为保罗预备敬畏上帝的朋友。
Verses 2 to 4.
是记载在第二至到第四节的。
Secondly, God blessed him with fruit for his labor.
第二件事就是上帝赐福给保罗，让他见到耕耘的果效。
Verses 5 to 8.
第五至第八节。
Thirdly, God fellowshipped with him in a special way.
第三件事就是上帝用一种特别的方式来与他同行。
Verses 9 to 11.
第九至到第十一节。
And then fourthly, God caused the frustration of the enemy's plan.
第四就是上帝让敌人的计划受挫。
Verses 12 to 17.
我们可以在这个使徒行传第十八章的第十二到十七节是见到这件事的。
Look at the first point.
让我们来看一下第一点。
In times of fear, the faithful child of God is never alone.
身为上帝忠心的儿女，在面对恐惧的时候，你并不孤单。
Look at verses 2 to 3.
让我们来看看第二至第三节。
There is one thing you must never do in times of fear.
在你怕的时候，有一样东西你一定不可以做的。
And that is to lock yourself up.
就是将自己封闭起来。
You should never isolate yourself.
你永远都不应该让自己是孤立的。
You must never cut yourself out of Christian fellowship.
你永远都不应该让自己脱离同基督徒朋友的来往。
So God provided the Apostle Paul with a godly couple.
所以上帝为保罗预备了一对敬畏上帝的夫妇成为他的朋友。
Aquila and Priscilla were God's gift to Paul's burden of responsibility.
阿居拉和伯基拉都是上帝给保罗的礼物，为保罗分担重担的。
They were a provision of love to his faithful servant.
他们对上帝忠心的仆人提供爱心的帮助。
And let me tell you, my listening friend.
亲爱的听众朋友，请听我跟你讲的话。
If the Apostle Paul needed someone to walk with him in times of discouragement and fear, you and I need it as well.
如果保罗在恐惧和沮丧的时候都需要有人陪伴他的话，那你和我是不是更加需要啊？
Aquila and Priscilla were not ordinary friends.
阿居拉和伯基拉不单只是普通的朋友。
They were incredible friends.
他们更加是非常难得的良朋益友。
In the book of Romans, chapter 16, verses 3 and 4,
在罗马书第16章3到4节，
Paul tells us that they were ready to give up their lives for him.
保罗告诉我们，这两个人愿意为保罗将自己的生命置诸度外。
So you can understand what kind of friends they were.
这样你就明白究竟他们是怎样样的朋友了。
The God of comfort met the needs of his discouraged servant.
上帝的安慰临到处于沮丧里面的他的仆人。
Not only by giving him new friends who are ready to risk their lives for him,
不单止预备了一些肯为他舍命的朋友，
but he sent his old friends Silas and Timothy from Macedonia.
还从马其顿那边将他的老朋友西拉和提摩太带过来。
My listening friends, please listen to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心听我讲。
When you are faithful to God,
当你对上帝忠心的时候，
He will minister to you in your times of discouragement.
他就会在你沮丧的时候扶持你。
When your desire is to honor God,
当你渴望荣耀上帝的时候，
He will provide for your every need.
他就会为你预备一切。
When your life's goal is to serve the living God,
如果你生命的目标就是要服侍这个活着的上帝，
He will always send a godly friend to minister to you.
他就会一直都差派敬畏上帝的朋友来帮助你。
God not only provided the Apostle Paul with two godly friends to walk with him.
我想告诉你，上帝不单只为保罗预备了两位敬畏上帝的朋友与他为伴。
But secondly, God blessed the Apostle Paul with fruit for his labor.
第二就是上帝仍然赐福给保罗，让保罗有耕耘的果效啊。
Most of us would surely get discouraged when we work long and hard and don't see fruit for our labor.
对我们大部分人来讲，你不断做但又见不到果子的时候，其实你都会挺沮丧的。
And Paul worked long and hard in Corinth.
其实保罗在里面，他是用了很多很多的时间，还有很辛苦很辛苦地在哥林多工作。
He spent hours in the synagogues persuading people.
他花了很多时间在犹太的会堂里头教导百姓。
Persuading them to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ who appeared to him on the road to Damascus.
好想让他们都来了解那位在大马士革路上面向他显现的耶稣基督。
The one who was crucified and rose again.
这个被钉十字架又死而复活的主。
is no other than the Messiah himself.
就是那位的弥赛亚基督。
And he was proving this to them from scripture.
保罗就在用经文向人证明这一切。
He worked long and hard, but it appeared that nothing was happening.
保罗辛勤耕耘，却似乎一无所获。
But once the Apostle Paul recognized that he is throwing pearls before swine,
但是当保罗发觉他是做的事就是对牛弹琴枉费心机。
He got up and shook the dust off his feet.
他就站起身，将他脚上面的尘整走晒。
This is a very dramatic form of rejection.
这种是一种很有戏剧效果的动作，表示着划清界线的。
And that's what Paul is doing with the religious leaders in the synagogue.
保罗在会堂那里和宗教领袖面前呢，就是这样做的了。
As if to say to them, your rejection of the Messiah is such a blasphemy that I want nothing of it to stick to me.
他好像就想说，你们拒绝弥赛亚是亵渎的行为，我一定不参与，这一切与我无关。
Paul was faithful in delivering the message.
保罗很忠心地将上帝的信息传递给这群人。
But they are now responsible for their rejection.
但是这群人将要为自己拒绝基督而付上最终的代价。
God wants to encourage his servant.
上帝想鼓励他的仆人啊。
And God is so concerned with all the details of his faithful servant, the Apostle Paul.
上帝亦都非常之关心他忠心的仆人每一个方面。
God knew a fruit for his labor would encourage him.
上帝知道啊，一个经过耕耘而得到的果实是能够鼓励到保罗的。
So here's what the Bible said in verse 8.
所以圣经就在第八节那里这样讲了。
Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, believed in the Lord and with all his household.
管会堂的基利斯布和他全家都信了主啊。
Paul's effort appeared to be fruitless, but it was not so.
保罗的努力好像一无所获，但是最终是影响很多人，并不是一无所获。
In fact,The conversion of the leader of the synagogue created such a havoc that the Corinthians wanted Paul to be silenced.
事实上，这个管会堂的人信主是产生了一件很大的震动，甚至令到哥林多人想叫保罗不出声，不再传讲耶稣。
But for the encouragement of Paul, God gave him this man and his family to come to Christ.
为了鼓励保罗，上帝将他这个人和他全家都带到去基督面前。
So God not only sends faithful friends,
上帝不单止为他预备忠心的朋友，
not only gives him fruit for his labor,
不单止赐给他耕耘的果实，
but thirdly, God personally fellowships with him in the times of fear and discouragement.
第三就是上帝在最高的层面上面是鼓励保罗。
God wanted to encourage Paul at the highest level.
原来上帝想为保罗提供一个的鼓励，让到保罗是得到最高层面的支持。
So the Lord Jesus personally comes to him in a vision.
所以主耶稣是亲自向他显现啊。
And he said to him, "Do not be afraid any longer, but go on speaking and don't be silent."
跟住。耶稣就亲自同佢讲话，你唔好怕，讲啦，唔使闭口嘅。
If Paul was struggling in his mind,
如果保罗心里面正喺度挣扎犹豫嘅时候
，whether he is in Corinth according to the will of God or not，
佢就谂紧嚟哥林多系咪合乎上帝嘅旨意呢
？The Lord Jesus appears to Paul and tells him five things。
我哋发现。原来主耶稣向保罗显现，话俾佢听至少有五点。
Number one, don't be afraid.
第一点，唔使惊。
Secondly, go on speaking.
第二点就系继续去传讲。
Thirdly, I am with you.
第三点就系我与你同在。
Fourthly, no man will attack you or harm you.
第四样就系冇人会攻击你，冇害你。
Fifthly, There are many people in this city that are to be won for me.
第五就是在这个城里面有很多百姓将要归向我。
Have you ever stood for the gospel and been attacked for your faithfulness?
你有没有曾经因为捍卫福音忠心的缘故而被攻击呢？
Then you will understand the incredible joy that came upon the Apostle Paul's heart.
如果你曾经面对过的话，相信你亦都能够理解保罗心里面所产生的奇妙的喜乐的原因。
In the times of fears and discouragement in my life, I have heard the precious voice of the Lord.
在我自己惊啊同埋沮丧的时候，其实亦都听过上主宝贵的话语。
He spoke to my heart so clearly that I could never doubt it.
他的话语是清晰地进入我的心里面，让到我是完全没有怀疑的。
God not only provides you godly friends in times of fear and discouragement.
上帝不单止在你恐惧和沮丧的时候为你预备一些敬畏上帝的朋友。
God not only gives you fruit for your labor.
上帝不单止是会为你带来耕耘的果实。
God not only fellowships with you personally.
上帝不单止是会亲自与你同行。
But fourthly, God frustrates the enemy on your behalf.
但是第四样嘢呢，就是上帝原来还会替你去阻挡敌人的吧。
Paul's opponents tried to intimidate him and stop him from preaching.
我们见到呢，原来啊，保罗的敌人是试图恐吓保罗，并且阻止保罗传扬福音。
But when that did not work, they dragged him into court.
但当他们见到这件事是没有用的时候，他们就决定拉保罗上庭了。
The people were hoping that the proconsul Gallio would rule against the preaching of the gospel.
这些人希望地方的总督加流呢，能够用法律的行动来制止福音的传播。
But my listening friends, when you are faithful to God,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，但是我想告诉你，只要你对上帝忠心，
even your enemies will be on your side.
就算你的敌人都会站在你那边啊。
And so, instead of having a landmark decision for the Roman Empire,
所以加流不单止是没有替到罗马帝国作出划时代的判决。
The proconsul said, case dismissed.
这个总督竟然说，烧案，审讯是无效的。
When you are faithful to God, your enemy's plan will be frustrated.
所以今天的结论就是告诉你，当你对上帝忠心的时候，他们敌人的所有计划都会落空。
When you are faithful to God, God promised never to leave you nor forsake you.
当你对上帝忠心的时候，上帝就应许你，他永永远远都不会离弃你。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿上帝大大赐福给你，让到你在生活里头能够依靠上帝，不用怕，继续去宣讲他的福音，因为上帝与你同在，没有人能够害你，并且你的福音是要有果效，有很多人要归信上帝。希望大家都记住，一起同我们分享，写信来香港九龙大有街一号十楼，或者上到我们良友电台网站www.liangyou.net， 和我们一起去理解上主的话语，学校上主教导我们的一切。愿上帝赐福给你，再会。